there were people from all over the world. There were TV crews from all over the world, and the Swedish crews came up to us and said, there's people from Hungary here. And we were like, yeah. So they actually took the time to interview one of the reporters from British Channel 4, who were just fascinated that we were actually a bunch of nerds who had managed to get ourselves into the European Parliament. Beating several parties in the governing coalition. So, taking it from day one. On January 1st, are we running again?
You're ready, yeah.
Okay. So, we can start here. On January 1st of 2006, I set up a web page, or a website for a prototype political party called the Pirate Party. When I had thought the problem would be channeling interest into these ideas, the problem was channeling a massive enthusiasm into a coherent organization. This site, I had mentioned the address just once in a chat channel, and the site got 3 million hits in the first 2 days. That's how ideas spread virally. So we grew. We managed to start to build an organization. We had our breakthrough into mainstream media when the Pirate Bay was raided on May 31st, 2006. And right after that came the first elections on September 17, 2006. I had hoped to get into Parliament on that occasion. We didn't. We got 0.63% of the vote, but that still put us into the top 10 results, which isn't that bad for a party founded only on grassroots money and enthusiasm in election year. We've grown since. Our youth section is by far the largest in Sweden, with roughly 21,000 members compared to number two's 9,000. And there was election right now as well, where we didn't take 0.63%, but actually got 7.1% of the vote, well above the threshold of 4.0% for representation. So we have one person going down to the European Parliament, with a second one going down if and when the Lisbon Treaty is ratified. We are also the largest party in the segment below 30 years of age. The largest. The citizens that the established politicians claim are, well, they are very hard to reach. Come on, guys. These are the most connected people on the planet. You can't complain that these people are hard to reach. It's just that you don't know how to talk with these people because you try to talk to them. So, in 2006, we were barely a footnote. I mean, we were a party outside of representation. We were the third largest party outside of representation. Given that we got 7.1% this year, how were we received in media? Well, let's take a look at the front pages of the papers the following day. The Wild Party of the Pirates Tonight. The election success. Pirates take place in the European Union. Yippee.
Yippee.
The Pirates' jubilant success. And last but not least, there's a magazine which is more or less a crossover between Time magazine and The Economist in Sweden, the heaviest political magazine, that looked like this. So, I think the politicians noticed. Which was the goal? And this is important, that was the goal. One of the key reasons for the Pirate Party's existence is that the only way you could make politicians take notice of these new civil liberties is to aim right at their power base. If you don't threaten to take their jobs, they're just not going to care, not in the slightest. So, moving on to politics, what is this about? File sharing debate and the copyright regime.